Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Grey's Academy. It's a little bit different, but it's still the best thing you've ever heard in your entire life. And we're so handsome, beautiful, and smart, and intelligent, and funny. You have your two favorite hosts in the Grey's Anatomy, Grey's Academy world. My name is Carmen.
My name is Kelsey, and it is a beautiful day for a podcast. A little in-between podcast. A little in-betweener, but still Grey's related.
In between.
Did you put thought into this?
I did.
Okay.
I did. But I think in my head, you were going to like quiz me to see if I could remember what happened in all of the finales. Yeah. So when you wrote this list, I was like, oh yeah. Like, okay, cool.
But so yeah, originally I was like, we'll talk it through. And then I started thinking about all the finales and I was like, it would take us so long. Because then we'll just start reminiscing about all the finales. And also, yeah. Even just writing my list, I do feel like potentially just the conversation we have, it might change. Because once I wrote it down, I was like, this is insanely different than what I thought it was going to be.
Really?
Yeah, it was very different
like your
than
rankings?
What I thought it was going to be. Yeah.
I'm going to be making my rankings real time.
Yeah, I thought that was going to happen.
But I can tell you... Like looking at this list, I think what we should do is you should give number one a quick recap of the nine in order so that everyone can remember. And then we'll give everyone a minute at home to go and get a piece of paper and some pen, especially if you are in our Discord and you want to talk about the rankings. Excuse me. Man. Gotta clear my throat over here. But yeah, go and get a piece of paper, get some pen. We'll rank them 1 through 9. And then if you're in our Discord and you're on our Patreon, which you should be, and if you're not, fucking what are you doing? And we will talk about it and we'll rank it 1 through 9 and we'll see how we differ or are the same. And it'll be a fun kind of like little March Madness bracket to see who is the exact same order as Kelsey, the exact same order as Carmen. That'll be a fun time. So now is your chance. Go to, patreon.com/Grey's Academy Pod. And also make sure, because there's going to be something a little bit different for next week. We'll get into that in a minute. But follow us on Instagram at Grey's Academy Pod. Follow me at carmen.gabriel.official. Follow Kelsey at chaotically Kelsey. And make sure you hit that 5-star like, review, follow, subscribe button everywhere you listen. And we do actually have a new Apple review to go and give a shout out to today. Whenever
yes,
you're ready,
thank you
if you
so
want
much.
Me to. Let me do that now?
Yeah. Yes, go ahead.
All right. We've got a 5-star review titled The Best Podcast Out There from the one, the only, the Joe W. from Orlando.
Hell yes.
I love listening to Carmen and Kelsey. This is a must for any Grey's Anatomy fan. They have great banter, and Carmen gives great predictions. Kelsey is the perfect person to keep Carmen in check. Each week, I can't wait for the new episode.
I
love it.
Loved you so much. They just got back from a cruise, and I'm so jealous. But they had fun.
Wow.
According to my sister and Clay. They said they had a great time.
I love that. Remember, what is she hiding? What is she hiding has been very quiet for a while. So I'm waiting for them. To resurface. All right. Any other shout outs from you?
We have a new Patreon, Kim.
Kim! Yes! Kim.
Thank you so much for joining us, Kim.
Kim C, right?
Yes, maybe.
I was messaging Kim because she recommended a band to me months ago and said, if you don't hear from me in 2 days, just remind me. And she just this week said, I missed the 2-day reminder, but did you ever have a chance to check out that band? And no, I did not until that message. And they were just okay. I'm just going to shout out. It's a band called Metric. Metric. They're not bad. They're kind of like a poppy, punky 2000s band. They've got some synthy stuff. Pretty good. But yeah, shout out Kim. Yeah.
Love to see it. Okay. So do you want to get started with this or do you want to do the other thing?
What do you mean?
Do you want to start with our rankings or do you want to do the other activity that you had planned?
What activity? The Pokemon?
Yeah,
let's do it. So check this out. It's a sweet little Charizard.
With
some big blue flames. This is for anyone listening out there. So at work today, for all of you science/veterinary/ medicine nerds, our endoscope went out today. And it was an easy fix. All I needed to do was replace one specific cable. So I had to go all the way to Best Buy. So I went to Best Buy and they had cards there at the checkout counter where I was doing the online order pickup. And I said, this is serendipity at its finest. Of course I need to get a pack of cards. So I got a pack of cards. So without further ado.
Let us see what the gods have blessed you with. Oh, that's a cutie little guy. He's like a ghost guy.
Yeah, this is called Milkery. It's kind of like a little fluffy ghost cream puff thing.
Okay, this is hilarious. This is like a lizard wearing sunglasses.
It is Croc-a-Rock. He is kind of wearing sunglasses.
This next one is me. It's a guy wearing a lily pad on his head and drowning. And I love him.
Lombre.
Oh God, this guy's so cute. It's like a little baby guy dinosaur. Look at him.
He's a little.
That's a cute guy.
Baby guy dinosaur. This is a Trapinch.
This is a battle cage. Lame.
It's a trainer. Just a trainer card.
Lame.
It's boring. Yeah, it's literally called battle cage.
That's like a graveyard bony. What do you call them? Prickly bush.
I don't know, like a little tumbleweed, like a little graveyard tumbleweed. It's called Bramblegast.
This is like a building. This is a building and lightning.
Right, let me see. Archaludon. I don't know.
I know this one. This is Haunter. That's the ghosty guy. But later on. Haunter. Oh, it's that same guy.
Wow. It's the ghosty.
But it's shiny, I guess. Oh my gosh, so cute.
Oh, it's Vileplume. Like, it's
the mushroom.
Yeah.
Cute.
A lot of cuties, but I gotta tell you, there's nothing that I need in that pack, so it's okay.
Well, those were cute. I liked them.
I'll give all of them to you. You want them?
Well, you don't have to do that. I did see a thing that said shitty people were taking like small like kitchen scales into stores, and they were weighing the card packs.
Yeah, yeah.
And GameStop was like, if you come into our store with a scale, we will ban you for life.
Good, as they should.
Yeah, correct.
It's crazy too because so Costco and Sam's Club have recently been doing these like exclusive packs.
Yeah.
And they're limiting 2 per customer, but some places are really being strict on it and other places are letting people go out, get back in line and just come in multiple times as long as they're stock. I don't even go do in-store stuff at Sam's Club. I've been using our friend's Sam's Club account for online purchases. Shout out, Leah. and that's as far as I'll go. I'm not going to wait in line to do all that. But Costco is different. I'll fuck with Costco.
Yeah.
But then Target the other day, I waited in line at Target.
We're getting a BJ's.
Nice.
Everyone should get a BJ's. I say, why is it named that? But it's opening next month, and they were like pre-selling the memberships for like half price. So we already bought the membership so that nice. We will likely cancel our Costco one. I love Costco, but the one here is like 30 minutes away, and this BJ's is going to be like 11 minutes door to door. So that's just going to be better. And I think my mom has Sam's Club, and we know other people that have Costco. So if I need to go to Costco for something, I'm sure I'll still be able to, but I'm excited. And they also opened a Culver's here, and I got cheese curds, and they're just as good as I wanted them to be.
Yeah. Fun fact, speaking of Culver's, which is for sure a Midwest thing, we got Sonic the other day.
Delicious. What did you have?
Yeah. I got the blue ocean. Ocean water. I just got some sort of cheeseburger, like double cheeseburger thing. Mm-hmm. Jess got the same thing. Marlo got a grilled cheese Sammy.
Yep, the classic. We got Sonic last Thursday, and they had a special that was like on the app that was buy one cheeseburger, get one free. So that was pretty lit.
That's sick.
Okay, so let's talk about Grey's Anatomy now.
Let's do it.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to rank our finales in order of, like, obviously number one would be our favorite, and number nine would be our least favorite. So quick recap on the finales. Finale number one, pretty normal. Addison shows up, fucking iconic. You must be the woman who's been screwing my husband. Like, how I just, chef's kiss, incredible. No one could have ever seen it coming.
I sure didn't.
Finale number two, prom, Denny dies. Meredith and Derek have sex. And then like Callie kind of catches them. Also McVitt. Also Izzy quits. It's like, it's a lot. Mm. Big emotions.
Yes.
Number three, Christina and Burke's wedding / Derek and Meredith break up yet again.
Mm.
Number four, Derek and Meredith have the clinical trial where a bunch of kids have died or people have died. And then they have those two kids and the first kid dies and Derek's like, I'm done. And Meredith's like, no, we got to do one more. And then that girl lives. Derek breaks up with Rose. She builds the House of Candles. Number five, George and the bus, Izzy and the cancer. We don't know who lives. We don't know who dies. Them in the elevator. That's the end of the episode. Number six, Gary Clark.
Mm.
Never forget. Quite literally, never forget. Also, number six might be the only one that they aired two parts together. Number seven, essentially not a lot happens as far as like a big crisis, but Alex, it's when everyone finds out that Meredith fucked with the clinical trial, and then she it's also when they're in the process of adopting Zola. So like Derek's mad at her, she gets Zola and goes home. Also, Christina is pregnant with Owen's baby, which is not what they want. And then number eight is plane crash, obvi, RIP Lexi. And then obviously Mark, but that's not until the next episode. Then number nine, we just talked about it. It was many, many things. The storm, Meredith's baby, Joe and Alex, Arizona and Lauren and Callie. It's many, many things.
All right.
Yeah. The cliffhanger on the last one was Richard electrocuted in the basement.
Yeah. Singed, burning on the floor.
Quite literally. If you're listening to this podcast, it means, like us, you also have a true appreciation for medical dramas and primetime TV procedurals.
And that's why we want to tell you about a podcast that you should check out. It's called the One Chicago Podcast, and it's the official exclusive behind-the-scenes look at some of the most iconic TV series on right now, including Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, and Chicago Med. The podcast comes from the series creators themselves, Wolf Entertainment, the folks also behind Law & Order.
Each episode joins host and former Chicago cop turned Chicago PD producer, Brian Lucci, as he's joined by the actors, producers, and writers behind the epic One Chicago universe, including a chat with the showrunner of Chicago Med, Alan McDonald, about what it really takes to keep a medical procedural show as real as possible.
Now, we checked out a few episodes of the One Chicago podcast, and here's what we thought. No spoilies! You've heard it, you know it. Listen to the One Chicago podcast. Search for One Chicago podcast in your podcast app. That's One Chicago podcast. So, let's go ahead and start this. So let's go from bottom up, right? Nine. We're going 9 to 1. Yes?
We can do that way.
Okay. Number 9, I'm just going to go ahead and get this out of the way. I'm going to go probably with number 7. Season 7, basically nothing happens. That's probably...
Yeah. It's just like, if you put all of the finales in front of me, that's probably the one I would not want the most.
Yeah. And I'm thinking to myself, like, okay, even when I was back watching that, so... Obviously, Christina getting pregnant, and that's not what she wants, but it's what Owen wants. And then, like, the path that they go down with that, so annoying, such a dumb path. The clinical trial fuck up thing, that's when Alex, like, is drinking, right? And he's like,
tattles to Owen, he's like, Meredith fucked with the trial because he wanted to be chief resident, and he was afraid that they were going to give it to Meredith instead of him, but they were going to give it to him, and then April ends up getting it, so.
Yeah, we all saw that turned out. It's whatever. So number 7 is last for me.
Yeah. All right, number 8 for you. Ranking
number 8. Looking at this here, probably the clinical trial and the House of Candles.
Mm-hmm. That's my number 8 as well. 4.
Ooh, are we gonna
season 4?
Wow, this is crazy. This
so
is crazy.
7 and 4 are bottom 2.
And here's what I'm gonna say on that. The candle thing, while romantic, highly impractical. And for those of you who have known me for a long time, I love Guilty Pleasure, Mamma Mia, great. But I still can't get around. Like in Mamma Mia 2, I actually saw Mamma Mia 2 before I saw Mamma Mia, the first one. And when, what's her name? The hot one, Lily James? Is that?
Maybe. I don't remember. Her name's Lily. For sure.
I think Lily James, I think. Lily Janes, Lily something. Anyways, the main character, she's singing When I Kissed the Teacher. And then all of a sudden, she's like singing at the microphone. And it makes sense. And then all of a sudden she's walking around. And then the music doesn't change decibel volume. I have a hard time with that impracticality. And then all of a sudden they're on bikes. I don't know. So anyways, things like that.
If you just don't understand musicals. But that's very different.
No.
I agree.
I've seen Hamilton and I understand musicals. I have also at the time of this being recorded, I have been sworn on a promise to watch Wicked before December 1st. I haven't seen the first one still. I need to watch
it. God, why do you have to do it by December 1st?
Because I have a lot of people at work who are threatening my life.
Okay.
With love, you know. So anyways, impractical. What were you going to say? I'm sorry.
I'm just like, unfortunately, that would be a more impactful moment for me if the will they won't they ended there, but there's just still so much fucking bullshit, and it just I don't care, it's just like stop. And I understand that people a lot of times are like, oh, if they get a couple together then it's not interesting anymore. That's not true. You can have couples that are together and in stable relationships and it's still interesting.
Yeah,
in my opinion.
Yeah. Or completely platonic friendships and it'd still be entertaining. Like us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. I can already tell you, almost with certainty, this is where our lists will start to diverge. So what is your number seven?
Number seven, this is starting to get tough. I think, don't at me. It's going to be number three.
Wow. Okay. Mine's five.
Christina and Burke's wedding.
Yeah. Mine's five. Season five.
I think
this has got to be a hot take. The whole thing with George and Izzy, impactful moment. There's just like, for me, thinking through all the other ones, there's just like, in the big picture of the show, I'm just like, okay, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. For me, when I think number three, which, correct me if I'm wrong, that's the last time we see Burke, right? His character in the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I like Christina a lot. She's not my favorite character in the show. I liked Preston Burke in Grey's Anatomy. Mm-hmm. I'm going to separate the actor and the character.
Right.
I liked Burke, and Burke, unfortunately, was one of my favorite characters at the time, I think. And I think I grew a lot to like them together. So seeing them break up was a bummer for me, and I didn't know that Burke didn't come back at the time. And then also the Derek and Meredith breakup in the will they, won't they thing, I think is also on the heels of Derek saying he's going to try to keep going with Addison.
No, that was
right.
Two. Like the end of season three is when, like after season three, before season four, that's when Addison leaves to go to LA.
Okay. But anyways, still, the will they, won't they thing was not engaging for me. It was annoying. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm going to go with number three as my number seven.
Are you writing this down?
No, I should.
You should, just so at the end we can recap.
Okay.
Just put it in your phone. Just write.
I'm putting it in my phone. Okay,
743.
Dang.
And then at the end of this, you can call the phone number that we've created.
Hold on, I'm doing this in order. So 743. Okay, and then, so we're at six, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You go first.
Okay. Nine.
Wow.
I know. It's crazy. And like, the thing is, all of these are good. Like, at this point, I'm like, I can look at my list, and other than the bottom two, I'm like, the only reason I feel like these are hot takes is because any of these could be in any order, and I wouldn't argue with it for any other person. Like, as long as seven and four are at the bottom, like, you could give me the others in any order, and I would be like, absolutely, yes, I agree, and I support you 100%. But when I knew what my top like three were, so then I was like, wow, when I was filling in like the in between the mid range, I was like, this is not how I thought this was going to play out.
Yeah, that's fair.
A lot happens. It's a great episode. It's obviously like setting up things that we have yet to see. It's well done. Yeah, I don't really have anything bad to say about it. It's just not as impactful for me as a lot of the other ones. Again, it's like, if you sat me down and you were like, pick a season finale to watch, that would be one of my lower choices.
So I think actually you've helped me, you've changed my mind on something. I'm also going to go with nine.
Oh, okay. You thought you were originally going to put nine higher.
I thought, but I think I'm facing a little bit of recency bias because we just watched it.
Yeah.
I'm looking at these and I think objectively, yeah, that's, I think nine is sitting at number six is an okay spot. But I think for me, when I look back on that one, because it's the most fresh, the Joe and Alex kind of coming together, starting a potential will they, won't they? I don't know. Maybe it's just a will they, yes.
Will they, are they? That's the other thing. The other version of will they, won't they is will they? Yes.
The other thing that's kind of crazy is you're potentially ending the relationship of Callie and Arizona. The cheating, the Jackson and April storyline, and then yeah, Weber is just sitting there like dead in his own puddle of hospital juice, just on the floor.
Cute.
So yeah, I think I'm gonna put it there, but I think I would have put it next. I think it would have been one spot higher. I think I had to knock it down.
This is another crazy one. Do you want to go first for your number five?
For number five, I think I'm gonna go number two, prom, okay, and Denny dying.
Okay. For number five, I have number eight. I have the plane crash of number five. It's wow. Just like, it's so good, but like, it's hard to watch. It's upsetting.
Well, yeah, for sure. Lexi's sitting there dying. Leg is sticking out of her.
Derek's hand skin. Is smushed to shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's just stressful.
Christina lost her shoe. Like, there's a lot that happens.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's a great, again, it's great. Excuse me. I didn't see it coming when it happened. I remember a lot of these I remember watching live. I don't super remember watching four. Again, on console. I don't super remember watching seven either. I remember when you and I watched seven, I was like, it ended and I was like, I thought more happened in this episode. But I was like conflating it with season eight premiere. So yeah, I obviously, like, the plane crash is an iconic plot and character altering moment. We're still dealing with the ramifications of the plane crash now at the end of season nine. But yeah, I just like some of the other ones are just more impactful for me.
Yeah, no, that's totally fair. All right. I think we're going to start getting into really pissing people off with these next four.
Wait, what was your number five?
My number five was two, the prom and Denny dying. See, here's my beef with that storyline. And that's why, like, there's some shock factor to it. But also, that one for me, the storyline and how long Izzy goes with no punishment is playing into my decision. There was no consequences to Izzy's action.
Yeah.
Now, granted, without that happening, we don't get Jeffrey Dean Morgan coming back, and I am happy about that. I thought that was weird, but tastefully done.
I'm sorry. You thought it was tasteful when she was having ghost sex?
Yes, absolutely.
Interesting.
And for the record, when I say tastefully done, I was more so talking about the one scene in the
hospital. One moment where, they have the...
I was actually forgetting about the ghost sex, which is just finger banging herself. Or using a vibrator. I don't know.
Well, they never clarify, but she has a brain tumor, so it might be neither.
She may have just been sleeping and woke up in a hot
she
flash
just was
of sex.
Manifesting orgasms.
Listen, that's a superpower. All right. So we're into number four.
Yeah.
This is hard.
It is very difficult.
So let's talk about this. So my remaining ones are number one, Addison showing up. Number five, the George bus Izzy thing. Mm-hmm. Number six, Gary Clark, and then number eight, plane crash. Which ones do you have remaining?
I have, one, two, three, and six.
One, two, three, six. Okay. Man. And I have one, five, six, eight. Shit.
Yeah, it's hard.
I think I'm Okay, this is tough. I'm between two right now, but I think I'm going to go five. George, getting hit by the bus, being 007, and Izzy coding, and then they're in the elevator. I'm going number five.
Okay.
That was really hard for me. The next one that I tell you is what I wanted in that spot, but I flip-flopped them.
My number four is three. I love Sandra Oh's performance and the whole wedding thing. And I understand, like, yeah, I don't super care for the bullshit with Derek and Meredith, but I do love just like the way that, like, I very vividly remember watching that and just like, never in a million years would I have guessed that they were going to have Burke leave her at the altar. The speech, like when he does his vows when he's in surgery with Addison, they're like absolutely insanely incredible. Like, it's so good. The writing in it was so good. Izzy's fucking like being in love with George or something stupid. I don't fucking know. Well, Addison's still there, but she is about to leave. But I think it's when Addison and Alex are like flirting a bit, which is always fun. I think this may also, I may be talking myself out of this. I might have to switch this because this is also A for Rebecca times, which I don't love.
Oh, man.
So I think this is when her
that was that to early on the away. Show?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
A lot has happened in this show.
I'm going to stand by it just because for me personally, and I understand that this is very like, I feel like I'm judging this specific episode differently than I'm judging every other episode on this list. Like, for me, just like the performance from Sandra Oh in regards to the wedding and the way they build that whole thing up just holds such a like soft spot in my heart. I just love it so much. I literally have a tattoo on my body that says keep breathing, which I is a lot in a lot of ways from the song from that episode. And also because I, you know, do think it's good advice. So.
It's fair.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's a lot of things in that I don't love, I'll be honest. But for me, that kind of carries it.
That's fair.
Yeah.
All right. Number three for me is higher than I thought it was going to be, but I think for the weight that it carries in this show, it has to be the season one finale.
Yeah.
So You're the Woman Who's Screwing My Husband. Mm-hmm. I think that deserves to be in top three for Grey's lore, yeah. But I want you to know, looking back on it, that was not the most shocking thing to happen in the show to date.
I don't know.
But
it might be.
It was great, but here's the thing. I think what it did for me is that plot twist was the first time watching the show that I'm like, okay, we've got something special here that I totally thrown for a loop, did not see it coming. And also, I think that was the first episode that you and I really kind of cut loose and were a little bit more edgy. We threw some more swears in. We kind of let our real personality show a little bit more. So not only is that higher because of what it means for Grace, but also I think it's higher up because of what that episode meant for you and me. So I'm glad that it's in the top three. I think it deserves to be in the top three, but it's not a plane exploding. Or a plane crash.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know, though. Just, like, at the level of twist. Because at some point with all the other ones, it's like, you expect, okay, there's going to be some kind of crisis. Like, you know.
A catastrophe. Huge,
yes. But Derek being married isn't on that same level. So that, for me, is just, like, it's so different. Also, just the way they fucking did it.
It is pretty impressive.
Incredible, Shonda. Okay, so my number three is number two. The prom, Denny dying, Meredith and Derek having sex, Izzy crying on the bed with Denny, Alex picking her up, chasing cars, you know, it is such a staple in the Grey's universe, and that's the first time we get it. Also, after, you know, watching the episode before with the Elvad wire being cut and then stealing this heart, and then he gets it again. You don't think, well, he's gonna die. You think, cool, he's fine. They did all that and he lives.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, you'd be wrong. So for me, that's number three.
Yeah. All right. Number two.
You feel first this potentially time that our number ones are going to align.
I think probably.
My number two is number one.
Okay. Okay.
It is
for all the reasons that you just said.
For all the reasons iconic. I was just saying, it's iconic. Christine is pregnant with Burke's baby. Everyone gets syphilis. George punches Alex for giving him syphilis. Hilarious.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Weber has the brain surgery, but then wakes up and realizes that Derek is fucking Meredith.
I didn't remember about that either. I didn't remember that Derek Weber had brain surgery.
Yeah.
So much has happened in this show.
Yep.
All right. Number two is number eight. So plane crash for me.
Cool. So then we are aligned, obviously, on number one.
We're aligned on number one. But on the plane crash, the thing I want to say on this one is I don't think I would yearn to rewatch this episode.
Yeah.
Watching Lexi die is not something I yearn for. The I love you scene, yes, I realize that is like she has to die for that all to happen. It's a lot going on. It's chaotic. It's even, some would say, chaotically Kelsey.
It is exactly that.
So it is chaotically Kelsey. But the rewatch, like, it shocking, intense. I was like sweating while watching it, but rewatchability level is probably much lower.
Yeah. All right. So number one, obviously,
it's Gary Clark. It's gotta fucking be Gary Clark. Yeah.
Gary Clark. Everybody knows it. We all remember it. It will leave marks on us from which we will likely never recover. You want to talk about not seeing something coming? Him shooting Reed directly in the forehead is absolutely fucking insane, bonkers television.
Yeah.
Meredith being pregnant at the beginning and then miscarrying while like sobbing and begging this man to shoot her, to not shoot Derek. Insane. Every single performance in that episode, so fucking good. Weber, I feel like we don't talk about this enough. Weber convincing a man to shoot himself. Bonkers.
that's putting it lightly.
Absolute bonkers.
Mark and Lexi insane.
Having to operate on Alex when Lexi and Alex are together, but Mark is still in love with Lexi.
Yep.
It's just like, it's just, and then obviously like everything, Christina and Jackson operating on Derek.
Yeah.
Whew. It's brutal.
Charles dying.
Charles, Bailey.
Mandy Moore.
All the time, her. I think about her going, where is that water coming from? And Mandy Moore going, you're crying. Oh my God. I just got goosebumps.
Yeah. That's, I think about also like the experience for me of that episode, watching it with you, not knowing what was about to happen. That is probably that's like, you know how people go their entire lives and they're like, I want a surprise birthday party. That's about as close as I can get to a surprise birthday party. The joy that I felt, the secrecy. Like,
once the podcast became what it has become and we were like, for sure going to like go through all of it and you were really enjoying the show, I was like, we have to be together. I remember watching this live with my mom and my best friend in high school and just being so stressed and so fucking shocked. And I was like, if we are not, I mean, I was, when I paused, when Gary Clark shot Reed, and you, the video is on our pages if you haven't seen it, Carmen said, what the fuck? And then he shoots Alex, and Carmen was like, we have to pause this. And I paused it. I was like shaking. I was like, we've done, like the adrenaline, I was physically, my hands were shaking because I was like, we've done it. We've got here. No one spoiled this. I am so glad. Like, he has literally no idea this is happening.
We almost got spoiled.
Yeah, we did.
We were doing the New York Times interview, and the woman was like, yeah, like, you know, the shooting episode. And you were like, we haven't gotten there yet. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then there was a police shooting episode, and I was like, oh, okay, cool.
Yes, and then you fucking said, Gary Clark shot episode? Up the place. And I said, yep. I lied to your face.
Lied to my face.
So, yeah, I mean, and it maybe it's psychotic to rewatch that episode because it is some of the most stressful television a human being can consume, even knowing what happens. But it's so well done. And like any emotion you could possibly want to feel, you're going to feel it within that 2 hour period.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, those, they're like, oh, if you want to laugh, watch this. If you want to cry, watch this. I'm like, it's this episode for all of them. Everything you could list, watch this one.
Yeah. I need to rewatch that episode. Maybe one, the next time we're together, we do a Patreon of us just rewatching that episode. And we put that out there. It's just like that. The finales really have messed me up in a big way. Cause even in this episode, like you start to assume the worst, right? In season nine, the season nine finale, you start to just, everything that happens, you assume the worst. Like if you guys watched the video that Caitlin had made when Jackson didn't die, I thought that he was going to be like have a metal rod coming out of him, like from debris or shrapnel, right? So like your brain goes to the worst possible thing, and I think Gary Clark is what the catalyst that really started all of this. So, yeah. But those writers, man, they're either sick in the head or geniuses, and it's a fine line.
A little bit of both.
Oh, man, a little bit of both. All right, so let's just recap this from the bottom up. I'll go first. So going from 9 up to 1. 7, 4, 3, 9, 2, 5, 1, 8, 6.
Okay, mine are from bottom to top. 7, 4, 5, 9, 8, 3, 2, 1, 6.
So actually, we have four. We have four that match. Number 9, number 8, number 6, and number 1, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we aligned.
We did. This was fun.
Realistically, I think we probably gave almost every one of these, if not every one of them, a 5. Most of the finales get 5s.
I would imagine that all these got 5s. Honestly, maybe I was being stingy with my 5s. I don't know if episode 1 got a 5 for me. If it didn't, past Carmen was an idiot.
Yeah. I know the pilot did not get a 5 from you.
Well, yeah, the pilot sucked. I'm just kidding. Actually, do you want to say something that actually is going to piss you off? Do you want to hear something that's actually going to piss you off? It's going to piss a lot of our fans off. I'm so sorry. Because all I'm going to hear is, Carmen, why don't you go watch Private Practice?
Oh, God, what have you started watching?
A show about me. In Chicago.
The Bear?
Yeah.
I'm not even mad.
Listen, the last time Jessica and I binged a show this hard was fucking How to Get Away with Murder. This show is so fucking good. I'm so sorry. Guys, I'm sorry. Private Practice is just not even as good as The Bear. Guys, I'm so sorry. I will go watch it. I promise you. But like, fuck. And no spoilies, okay? We're only in like episode 6 or actually, no. We already have gotten through the first season and we started this past week, okay? We're in like, they're doing the remodel. I don't know if I hate Richie or if I love Richie, but this guy is fucking nuts. Mm-hmm. Carmi is my boy, obviously, because I am my own boy.
I am my own boy.
it's so funny. Like, I'm... watching this show and Jessica like is like, these people are crazy. And I'm like, this is just my trauma. You're just watching.
Yeah.
You are getting a glimpse into my life.
It's, yeah. You're going to feel that so hard even more.
Yeah.
I can't
so,
wait.
I'm personally saying this. Okay. Actual personal apology. Brianna, I know you've been vying for the private practice content the hardest. I personally want to give you the biggest apology. I will watch it. I just was like, The Bear. I want to watch it. And we like just were like folding laundry and watching mm-hmm. The Bear, and all of a sudden we're in season two. So I don't know.
that show's so fucking good.
It's so fucking good. And like right now, Carmi's my favorite character. Is it Marcus who's the pastry guy?
Yes, I love him.
Fucking love Marcus. I think then I like Sydney.
I like Natalie. She's so funny to me.
Natalie, yep. And then T, what's her name?
Tina, I think.
Tina. Yeah. She's having an interesting arc.
Mm-hmm,
Fucking Fack is so funny.
He was not an actor. He worked in a restaurant before. And then they were
wait,
like,
really?
We need someone from a restaurant on set. And then he ended up, yeah.
He's so funny. What I don't understand is his scenes with Richie are so funny. It is unreal the sexual tension that I feel in any one of their scenes together. There's That's a scene so where, anyways, we get to, this is like, okay, anyways, I just like the show a lot. Big fan.
Yeah, it's great. So, okay.
But this is a Grey's Anatomy podcast.
We're going to wrap this one up. But just a heads up, this will be dropping on the 20th of November. So next week, Thursday,
Jessica's
obviously
birthday.
Yes. So next week, Thursday, obviously is going to be Thanksgiving. We're not having a regular episode because we're again in between seasons and also it's a holiday, but there will be something posted. We're working with another podcast and it's from a show that I know a lot of people watch from the conversations that have occurred on our Discord about other shows. So just keep an eye out. It'll be great. It'll be fun. You'll love it. And if you don't, we'll be back the week after.
Yeah.
And we hope you have a great absolutely. Thanksgiving with your fams.
Yeah.
Your friends, whoever you're with.
And maybe there'll be some Patreon content we'll try to do for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So.
You know what I realized though? We didn't make a spot for our mid-roll ad in this episode. So
there will be no capitalism announcement. There will just be capitalism.
Well, no. For our actual
we do have to legally do that.
Yeah, I'll figure it out. I'll do it. Okay. That's all fine. Right, we love you
just
all.
Just do it in between 4 and 5.
Oh yeah, good call.
All right. Well, we love you all so much.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening. Let us know if you agree, if you disagree. We want to hear from you. So you can email graysacademypod@gmail.com. You can message Grey's Academy Pod on Instagram. I do my best to be on TikTok. I've been chit-chatting in comments over there, but I do sometimes forget that app exists. So Instagram or email is the quickest way, but I am trying to do more on the Tickety Talks. And so graysacademypod.com, find all the socials, all the Patreons, all the things. Make sure you're sharing, liking, telling everybody. And if you see Carmen walking down the streets, just remember.
No spoilies. We appreciate you all so much, and we'll see you all in the next one.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.